We're as alert as we could possibly be after a big election night. A lot of folks around the country and locally as well. As I say, politics always local. And one of those stories we want to talk about is from the Amherst schools. We have the superintendent, Steve Sayers, on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great.
Thank you so much, Steve, for joining us today. Of course, your bond issue is one of those issues we've been talking about. It won approval yesterday. Your thoughts on the passage?
Well, obviously, we're thrilled to death. It's a very, very exciting thing for the Amherst schools and the Amherst community. And to be honest, just feeling kind of overwhelmed right now. And we're just so thankful for the support, the overwhelming support of our community with the election yesterday. We're so thankful, and it's a great day to be in Amherst.
Now, you have a bond issue that's about to expire. This one, in effect, will replace that?
That's correct. We were able to refinance the remaining years left on the bond issue that was used to build our junior high school, and that was set to expire in 2029. And essentially, through the refinancing and then voter approval of this bond issue, that bond will continue from 2029 through 2041, and along with a state funding offer of $14.2 million, that's the way we were able to do this without increasing taxes, which is certainly a good thing.
So you're looking to build a new school. Would this be elementary or middle?
Yeah, this will be a pre-K through 3 elementary school. And then Nord will become a 4-5 building. Our junior high will be 6-8. And our high school, 9-12. And the other thing that this plan allows us to do is to consolidate from 5 buildings to 4 buildings, which will save us about $500,000 a year in operating expenses, which will prolong our period of financial stability. And that's certainly a good thing as well.
Can you give us a little bit of a timeline here as to what's next and when we might see some dirt turned, things like that?
Well, most likely what we'll be doing is meeting with the Ohio Schools Facility Commission, I'm guessing before the end of November, to kind of map out a timeline in terms of what things will look like over the next couple of years. But it would be our hope that we would be able to begin construction within the next year. So hopefully next fall, that process will begin. And certainly a lot of work that we have to do moving forward, but it'll most certainly be fun work, that's for sure.
You received a lot of support from your community yesterday. What do you say to those people who did get behind you?
Well, again, I just want to say thank you. It was a community-driven process, and we actually started about 18 months ago with a facility advisory committee, and they developed a plan, and we did some survey work, and we had a fabulous campaign chair, Sarah Kusbell, and her team just did a great job in organizing and implementing the campaign. And again, we are just so thankful for the support of the Amherst community. It's a great, great community, and I always tell people it's a great place to live, and it's a great place to work, and it's a great place to raise a family, and we just couldn't be more thankful for what's happening in Amherst right now.
Well, going to the voters is always part of the school system, superintendents, kind of part of the job, but now after today, I guess you can get back to educating the kids and doing what you do best.
Yes, no question about it. And as I mentioned, we have a lot of work to do, you know, with this construction project. But again, it's something that you can just sense that there's a lot of excitement in the air. And I know our students, our staff, and our community. I think this is going to be a source of pride for everyone here in Amherst. And we're just very, very excited and very, very thankful.
Superintendent Steve Sayers, thanks for a bit of your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.